Stories, fables, ghostly tales. Welcome, lovely listeners. Today's episode will be a little different, in that I'll be reading you some poems. Oh yeah, you heard me right. Poems, creepy in nature, and Halloween-esque. I like this channel like my tea, thoroughly brewed with a multitude of flavors. And yes, you can have Earl Grey in many different flavors, okay? That being said, I'm having French Earl Grey at the moment. Delicious. If only I could share this with you. Maybe one day I will. And this episode will be a little shorter than most, but this is just to see how you lovely listeners feel about this sort of thing. And any feedback you have, by all means, write it in the comments or email me directly. So let's begin. Antigonish. I Met a Man Who Wasn't There by Hugh Mearns. Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away! Go away! Don't you come back anymore! Go away! Go away! And please, don't slam the door. Last night, I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away. Haunted Seas by Cale Young Rice. A gleaming glassy ocean under a sky of grey, a tide that dreams of motion or moves as the dead may. A bird that dips and wavers over lone waters round. Then what a cry that quavers is gone, a spectral sound. The brown sad seaweed drifting, far from the land and lost. The faint warm fog unlifting, the derelict long tossed. But now at rest, though haunted by the death-scenting shark, whose prey no more undaunted slips from it, spent and stark. In the Still, Starlit Night by Elizabeth Drew Stoddard. In the still, starlit night, by the full fountain and the willow tree, I walked, and not alone. A spirit walked with me. A shade fell on the grass. Upon the water fell a deeper shade. Something the willow stirred, for to and fro it swayed. The grass was in a quiver. The water trembled, and the willow tree sighed softly, I sighed loud. The spirit taunted me. All the night long I walked by the full fountain, dropping icy tears. I tore the willow leaves. I tore the long green spears. I clutched the quaking grass and beat the rough bark off the willow tree. I shook the wreathed boughs to make the spirit flee. It haunted me till dawn by the full fountain and the willow tree. For with myself I walked. How could the spirit flee? Halloween by Joel Benton. Pixie, kobold, elf, and sprite all are on the rounds tonight. In the wan moon's silver ray, thieves their helter-skelter play. Fond of cellar, bar, nor stack, true unto the almanac, they present to credulous eyes strange hobgoblin mysteries. Cabbage dumps, straws wet with dew, apple skins and chestnuts too, and a mirror for some lass, show what wonders come to pass. Doors they move and gates they hide, mischiefs that on moonbeams ride, are their deeds and by their spells, love records its oracles. Don't we all of long ago, by the ruddy fireplace glow, in the kitchen and the hall, those queer coof-like pranks recall? Every shadows were they then, but tonight they come again. We were once more but 16. Precious would be Halloween. Dusk in Autumn by Sarah Teasdale. The moon is like a scimitar, a little silver scimitar, a drifting down the sky. And near beside it is a star, a timid twinkling golden star that watches like an eye. And through the nursery window pane, the witches have a fire again, just like the ones we make. And now I know they're having tea, I wish they'd give a cup to me, with witch's currant cake. Halloween by John Kendrick Bangs. Bring forth the raisins and the nuts, tonight All Hallows' spectre struts along the moonlight way. No time is this for tear or sob, or other woes our joys to rob, but time for Pippin and for Rob and Jack-o'-lantern gay. Come forth, ye lass and trousered kid, from prison mischief raise the lid, and lift it good and high. Leave grave old wisdom in the lurch, set folly on a lofty perch, nor fear the awesome rod of birch when dawn illumes the sky. Tis night for revel set apart, to reillume the darkened heart, and rout the host of Doyle. Tis night when goblin, elf, and fay come dancing in their best array, to prank and royster on the way to ease the troubled soul. The ghosts of all things pass parade, emerging from the mist and shade that hide them from our gaze, and full of song and ringing mirth, in one clad moment of rebirth, again they walk the ways of earth as in the ancient days. The beacon light shines on the hill, the willow wisps the forest fill, with flashes filched from noon, and witches on their broomstick spry, speed here and yonder in the sky, and life their strident voices high until the hunter's moon. The air resounds with tuneful notes, from myriads of straining throats, all hailing Folly Queen. So join the swelling choral throng, forget your sorrow and your wrong in one glad hour of joyous song to honour Halloween. Halloween, again, by Madison Julius Corwin. It was down in the woodland of last Halloween, where silence and darkness had built them a lair, that I felt the dim presence of her, the unseen, and heard her still step on the hush-haunted air. It was last Halloween in the glimmer and swoon of mist and of the moonlight, where once we had sinned, that I saw the grey gleam of her eyes in the moon, and hair like a raven blown wild on the wind. It was last Halloween, where starlight and dew made mystical marriage on flower and leaf, that she led me with looks of love that I knew was dead and the voice of passion too brief. It was last Halloween in the forest of dreams, where trees and eidolons and flowers have eyes, that I saw her pale face like the foam of far streams, and heard, like the night wind, her tears and her sighs. It was last Halloween, the haunted, the dread, in the wind-tattered wood by the storm-twisted pine, that I, who am living, kept tryst with the dead, and clasped her, a moment who once had been mine. Hallowmas by Madison Julius Corwin. All hushed of glee, the last she'll be, clings wearily to the dying aster. The leaves drop faster, and all around, red as disaster, the forest crimson with tree on tree. A butterfly, the last to die, drops heavily by. Weighed down with torpor, the air grows sharper, and the wind in the trees, like some sad harper, sits and sorrows with sigh on sigh. The far crows call, the acorns fall, and over all, the autumn raises dun mists and hazes, through which her soul, it seemeth, gazes on ghosts and dreams in carnival. The end is near, the dying year leans low to hear, her own heart breaking and beauty taking, her flight and all her dreams forsaking, her soul bowed down mid the sad and sere. Portent by William Carlos Williams. Red cradle of the night, in you, the dusky child, sleeps fast till his might shall be piled, sinew on sinew. Red cradle of the night, the dusky child, sleeping sits upright. Lo how the winds blow now. He pillows back, the winds are again mild. When he stretches his arms out, red cradle of the night, the alarms shout from bare tree to tree, wild, in a fright. Mighty shall he be, red cradle of the night, the dusky child. Shadwell Stair by Wilfred Owen. I am the ghost of Shadwell Stair, along the wharves by the waterhouse, and through the cavernous slaughterhouse, I am the shadow that walks there. Yet I have flesh both firm and cool, and eyes tumultuous as the gems of moons and lamps in the full flames, when dusk sails wavering down the pool. Shuddering the purple street arc burns, where I watch always from the banks, dolorously the shipping clanks, and after me a strange tide turns. I walk till the stars of London wane, and dawn creeps up the Shadwell Stair, but when the crowing sirens blare, I with another ghost am lain. The Vampire by Conrad Aiken. She rose among us where we lay. She wept, we put our work away. She chilled our laughter, stilted our play, and spread a silence there. A darkness shot across the sky, and once and twice we heard her cry, and saw her lift her white hands on high, and tossed her troubled hair. What shape was this who came to us, with basilisk eyes so ominous, with mouth so sweet, so poisonous, and tortured hands so pale? We saw her wavering to and fro, through dark and wind we saw her go, yet what her name was did not know, and felt our spirits fail. We tried to turn away, but still, above we heard her sorrow thrill, and those that slept, they dreamed of ill and dreadful things, of skies grown red with rending flames, and shuddering hills that cracked their frames, of twilight foul with wings, and skeletons dancing to a tune, and cries of children stifled soon, and over all a blood-red moon, a dull and nightmare sighs. They woke and sought to go their ways, yet everywhere they met her gaze, her fixed and burning eyes. "Who are you now?" we cried to her, spirit so strange, so sinister. We felt dead wind above us stir, and in the darkness heard a voice full, singing, cloying sweet, heavily dropping though that heat, heavy as honeyed pulses beat, slow word by anguished word. And though the night strange music went, with voice and cry so darkly blent, we could not fathom what they meant, save only that they seemed to thin the blood along our veins, foretelling vile delirious pains, and clouds divulging blood-red rains, upon a hill undreamed. And this we heard, who dies for me? He shall possesses me secretly, my terrible beauty he shall see, and slake my body's flame. But who denies me cursed shall be, and slain and buried loathsomely, and slimed upon with shame. And darkness fell, and like a sea of stumbling deaths we followed we, who dared not stay behind. There all night, long beneath a cloud, we rose and fell, we struck and bowed. We were the ploughman and the ploughed, our eyes were red and blind. And some, they said, had touched her side before she fled us there, and some had taken her to bride, and some lay down for her and died, who had not touched her hair, ran to and fro and cursed and cried, and sought her everywhere. Her eyes have feasted on the dead, and small and shapely is her head, and dark and small her mouth, they said, and beautiful to kiss. Her mouth is sinister and red, as blood in moonlight is. Then poets forgot their jeweled words, and cut the sky with glittered swords, and innocent souls turned carrion birds to perch upon the dead. Sweet daisy fields were drenched with death, the air became a charnel breath, pale stones were splashed with red. Green leaves were dappled bright with blood, and fruit trees murdered in the bud, and when at length the dawn came green as twilight from the east, and all that heaving horror ceased, silent was every bird and beast, and that dark voice was gone. No word was there, no song, no bell, no furious tongue that dreamed to tell, only the dead who rose and fell above the wounded men. and whisperings and wells of pain, blown slowly from the wounded grain, blown slowly from the smoking plain, and silence fallen again. Until at dusk, from God knows where, beneath dark birds that filled the air, like one who did not hear or care, under a blood-red cloud, an aged ploughman came alone, and drove his share through flesh and bone, and turned them under to mould and stone. All night long he ploughed. And our last dark and creepy poem today is The Vampire, but this time by Madison Julius Cohen. A lily in twilight place, a moonflower in the lonely night, strange beauty of a woman's face, of wildflower and white. The rain that hangs a star's green ray, slim on a leaf point's restlessness, is not so glimmering green and grey as was her dress. I drew her dark hair from her eyes, and in their deeps beheld a while such shadowy moonlight as the skies of hell may smile. She held her mouth up redly wan, and burning cold I bent and kissed. Such rosy snow and some wild dawn makes of a mist. God shall not take from me that hour when round my neck her white arms clung, when neath my lips like some fierce flower her white throat swung. Or words she murmured while she leaned, which words she holds me softly by, the spell that binds me to a fiend until I die. Well, my lovely listeners, love, like, or leave it. Let me know what you think. I figured something different and special today, just like you listeners on the other end there. If any of you have your own poems, suggestions, or even some feedback, let me know. I love hearing from all of you. And if you have stories, not just poems, that you want to send my way, you can do this by emailing me at this address, storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. And stick with me tomorrow. I'll be doing a quiet please, as I've been receiving a lot of requests, so stick with me then. Have a fantastic morning, or devilishly creepy night. And of course, till next time.